doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Weather Center. This weather update for all of southern Iowa is brought to you by Albia Ford. They're right on Highway 5 and they are right on the money. Shop with them today. A sunny day today, the high around 52 degrees. Probably going to see some frost overnight tonight for your Sunday. Sunny skies, the high around 60, and some showers coming up next week.
KIIC. It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed, we have crash landed right here on the north side of the Albia Square, looking down on a sun-dripped but chilly April morning. And good morning to all of you. I hope you have had a fast and productive week. I can't say that I had a productive week, but it was very fast, and that is going to be our show here this morning. Once again, the fastest hour in all of radio. Jacob Briggs, you're going to have a very fast day, because and so are many of the parents and grandparents today, because today is prom Saturday here in the Heartland. I think we've got you're going to be helping produce.
Yes,
the
sir.
Promenade, which has become an event. When I was a kid going to prom, prom has always been a big deal, I think.
I think so, too.
But I got to tell you, on the spectrum of overrated things, it's going to be high up there. Now, in terms of highly anticipated things and things of maybe importance, a coming-of-age thing, I'll grant it. It's on that spectrum of importance. No, but is overrated?
You bet.
and expensive? Boy, has it changed. Oh, my goodness. And it was expensive when I was going to school, to prom. And then, you know, somewhere along the way, how you got there really mattered. You know, what type of vehicle that you rode in. The evolution has been we're going to have something. Mm-hmm. You know, going to have a dance. And I imagine there was a time when, thinking about having a dance, it was, I don't know. And then the evolution became, we got to dress up for this. Differently than dressing up. By the way, dressing up was the thing. And what I meant by that is not, it was like, if you look, you come to my office and you look at some of the old football pictures of Iowa, I have a lot of memorabilia. Dressing up was what you did. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when I say it was a thing, it wasn't like, it was the thing, you were in, because it was what you did. So prom, I think, always had, people were always dressed up. I think there was a amount of pride that was into all of that. But then it became tux and dresses, and then what you drive, how you get there. And then it was not going to be good enough just to have a dance. You have to have after prom. And that was an invention, I think, was a lot of good, because things that went on after prom that were not in a controlled basis didn't always lead to productive things. And so, you know, to keep kids from having to find their own things to do. And by the way, when I was left up to finding my own thing to do, it didn't always lead to good conclusion. but nonetheless, the evolution of prom, and one thing that I think has evolved is that it's evolving into something that's even a little more overhyped. But hey, my daughter went last year, and I remember going dress shopping. It was one of the funnest things I ever did. Yeah, you know, when my sophomore or her sophomore year, she got a last minute invite to prom, and I think she thought Dad would say no. And Dad didn't. But we had a very short time to get a prom dress. And so it was about a week before prom, about 2 weeks before prom. And I took her and we went to Iowa City, her and I, and went on an adventure and got her a dress. And it was a really good moment. I love sharing those moments. Those are not overrated moments. Those moments are not overrated. Going to Promenade, which is going to be going on tonight, which is now, the, you know, the, again, this evolution, which is how we started this whole conversation, Jacob Briggs, is that you're going to be producing the Promenade for all of our audience. But those moments are not overrated. Seeing your kids getting those pictures, I thought the picture taking was overrated. And, you know, my wife would want to club me because I'm ready to, we got enough. You know, we've got enough pictures. But now that I think back about it, you know, I'm really grateful for all those pictures. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for each and every, you know, one of the prom dates, you know, with something different. And I think, you know, those experiences, while they're overrated in the moment, you know, getting to share moments with your family and kids, never overrated. Not a second. Seeing your daughter walk across in the promenade, the one we did outside, it was cold. It's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the square is going to be covered with people getting their pictures. The alleyway down here next to my office, it's going to be full of people, and I love that. I just love seeing the kids out and doing that. So it's going to be good. But you're producing it, so tell us a little bit about all the promenades that people can watch. You know, that's one of the things that we really wanted to be is that local radio station. By the way, we are your local radio station. Those of you who are listening down to Milo right now, hearing my voice, that traveling Highway 2. Cross cornfields and dirt roads. Well, yes, this is your hometown radio station. So Jacob you know, those people in Resigarney,
yeah,
now are listening.
Yep. So tonight at 7 o'clock, both Albia and EBF have their promenades. That'll be live on albia.tv or ebf.tv, as well as Resigarney. And you can find all those on thundercountry.tv as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. So you know, you can go to Thunder Country Taught TV,
yep.
Right?
Correct.
And they can download that on the Roku app.
Yep.
Easy to do.
I'll say for any grandparents that live states away, you know, you can watch eat popcorn and watch Promenade.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's a pretty good seat.
Yep.
A pretty good seat to enjoy it. So we're going to have all that for you here. And hey, Jacob, do you go mushroom hunting?
I don't.
Yeah, we've really got to work on you, buddy. We have got to work on you. I'm starting to see pictures. I have not gotten any first-hand evidence that they're up, but driving past Red Hall Lake, seeing the trees start to get that beautiful purple. Oh, that's one of the prettiest places. You need to drive over to Red Hall. Have you been over to Red Hall when the trees turn? What kind of trees are those, by the way? My wife is going to be texting in. She should be texting. She's listening right now. She'd tell me, hey, that's those trees. I can't remember what kind of trees those are. But they're purple, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's really a good indicator. And seeing some of the Mayflowers, we haven't got all the Mayflowers up, but I'm starting to see, hey, the signs are there. The mushrooms are going to be popping out. We need a little more warm weather to get the big yellows. But they're up. People are finding them. Do you eat them?
I don't. I don't like mushrooms.
Boy.
How about you?
Oh, my goodness, Jacob.
Josh.
Well, Josh is here. Josh Sims is going to join us here. We threw the headset on him. He ran up the stairway. Josh, we could save that for the moment for deep thought, but he's already got it in the processing. He's a smart guy, you know that. You look at him, you just see he's smart. Josh Sims, the tennis coach, going to talk some tennis here in just a second. Hey, do you go out and look for mushrooms, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a family tradition for us. I feel like if anybody back in that has any family members from Tyrone,
you're from Tyrone, all right. Yeah. Now, Josh, did you know that's my middle name, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Every time we get to like mid-April, the family's talking. So, I haven't been out, but I know my great uncles have been out, and they found a couple, so they're out there.
Yeah.
Just not in spreads of them, I don't think, just yet, but.
Well, you know, the smartest listening audience in all America, we put those golden eggs out, gave them very little hints, and they were all, we thought this was going to be like a two-day Easter egg hunt, they had all of them found. My granddaughter, Eden Rose Summers, she would help to produce it, could not go out and hide it because we were hiding them in the middle of the night, and you don't take your, yeah, you do. Grandpas do that. You know, we expand the things that we're allowed to do. But you don't take your kid that's going to go to school the next day out hiding Easter eggs where no one can find them. Well, so the very next night, on a Friday night, we go out and hide some eggs around town just randomly. By noon, all of them were found. We didn't even get to release all of the hints that we produced with Randy Favorite, and we had done a lot of work. So, it would be no surprise that the smartest listening audience of Salma America has already got bags full of mushrooms. We're going to have we've 15 minutes in, Jacob. This monologue has went long. We're going to talk some tennis here in a second. Josh Sims in the house. We'll catch up with Brooke Bettis. We'll do that on the phone line. Then we'll talk some track. The Blue Oval is Drake relays are coming very, very shortly. We'll talk about that and the final sprint here as we think about this. Man, unbelievable. It just started the spring sports season, and we'll be winding down. We are getting close to saying goodbye to some of these seniors. And I think that's one thing that prom does for a senior. It's like, uh-oh, that box checked. That was the last box. Now it's graduation parties. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a timeout. We're coming back the fastest hour. Lala Radio just got a little shorter because my monologue just went a little monologue. And Josh Sims will help get us redirected here. We'll get to the tennis court and talk some boys tennis. Brooke Bettis will join us shortly after that, and we'll talk some lady tennis when we come back. Back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. Welcome up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owner's insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. In honor of Lineman Appreciation Day following this month, CVC would like to publicly thank our linemen who work in rain or shine in challenging conditions to ensure that you have reliable electricity. Thank you to Thad DeMoss, Brian Romanco, Kyle Obermeyer, Kyle Kirchner, Jonathan Geisken, McCain Reinhart, Wyatt McCarty, Tim Scott, Stephen Conley, and Austin Smithford. CVC applauds, honors, and sincerely thanks our incredible linemen for the hard work they do and the passion they demonstrate each and every day.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Now we're going to talk sports, I promise. Talk some tennis. But just a reminder, hey, next week is the reimagined Restoration Day. It's going to take place here in Albia. And be a lot of fun. I think next Thursday we're going to have talent show, talent quest, along with Miss Albia, and Jacob Briggs helped to produce What's Up, Albia? That's kind of a fun thing to do, Jacob. And tell people how can they, you know, because we've got KIC Thunder Country Facebook, right? Yep. And we got Albia.tv, but we have our own Albia TV webpage or Facebook page.
Yep, correct. Albia TV on Facebook. Albia.tv is where we premiere every Friday morning at about 9 in the morning. And so
you drop that off and contact them a little bit about what's going on in the week. And we're, you know, building content for Albia.tv, by the way, folks. We're going to be doing some things that continue to build that out. But it is the first... your go-to place, you know, things are happening, weather happens, those type of things. We, local events, or, you know, news. And when it does, we will try to bring that to you in all these different formats to bring it to you up close and personal. Let's get up close and personal here with some tennis. One of my favorite, absolutely one of my favorite sports to play. And then as a parent, one of my favorite sports to go and watch. And that is tennis. And I've got the head tennis coach, Coach Josh Sims, Tyrone boy. I didn't know you were a Tyrone boy. The family's from Tyrone.
Yeah, mother's side. The rep side's from Tyrone. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We actually, I just got married this past summer, so I was taking my wife out there and kind of show them where they kind of grew up at.
Yeah.
The house is not there anymore, but it's just fun to kind of just go back and I take my great aunt with me, and she'll go and just tell us the stories, you know, out there in the Tyrone.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's so nice, and the changes, and she would point out and be like, that pond was there when I was growing up, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of cool just to listen to things back then and kind of where your family started at. So it's good stuff.
Good stuff. Well, so is the tennis. You got a young team. I'll let you talk about your team here, got a young team.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with the numbers that we have this year. We have 16 boys this year. 12 of them are new to tennis. So a very young team, but very proud. They've had a lot of success this season. The record doesn't show up, but they have been fighting very, very hard throughout the meets. And last night we picked up a win against Centerville, so 7-2. So that was very good for them to get that underneath their belt. But yeah, a lot of freshmen, which is great for the program. Last year, I had a lot of seniors leave, and so having that rebuilding of those freshmen coming in and being interested in the sport is very good. So,
obviously, tennis, you know, being a good athlete is a really good start to being a good tennis player. And I think that sometimes when you have a young team and looking at some of the guys that you got out, you got some really good athletes in there. But the skill of learning tennis, particularly in a sport that is not mainstream here, and most places it is a very mainstream sport, maybe a lot of lack of resources in terms of you know, indoor tennis facilities, those type of things. Some of these guys are getting their first chance to even know the game. So yeah. I think early on in a young team in a young season, you can see that athleticism and then the evolution of the skills being developed by the end of the season. You could have a wholly, completely different looking team in your last meet of the
year. Right, yeah, and that's what I tell the boys. They come out and, you know, they struggle just even serving, you know. And I tell them, I said, it's going to take some time, but once you get it down, you know, by the end of the season, you're going to look back and really reflect on where you started and where you are now. And that's just with these boys. I've been blessed as a coach just to get some athletes and then train them just with those tennis, trying to gain those tennis skills. But, I mean, you look at the list and you have these freshmen that are like Isaac Helm, that is just an amazing basketball player. You have Ty Pickerell, that's a wrestler, that are just athletes, and then it just comes easy once they kind of get the tennis skills down that they do just well on the courts. But I also have some returning players that help them out, like Matt Selby. He's our captain this year.
And there's a really good athlete.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Matt Selby. Yeah, he's just a great kid, and those kids really look up to him. And so he's been great just to be able to mold those new players in. And there's things that I cannot teach these boys that it needs to come from a player because I just don't experience that. And so he's able to just tell them, you know, and help them. And he's really helpful. help the team a lot. And every year you always get some kids that decide they want to go out. And
right.
they're a senior, you know. So, like, I have Bodie Thompson and Carter Kamrick, amazing athletes, decide, you know, hey, my senior year, I'm going to give this a try. And they just mold into a great tennis player. And usually by the end of the season, they say, man, I wish I would have went out
right.
years before, you know. So, but they're finding success. You know, we had the Knoxville Invitational last Saturday, and they got sixth place. So, I mean, for coming out there just for 1 year of tennis, this their senior year, and they're doing well, too. So, a lot of fun.
So, tell us a little bit about, I think, those who maybe don't follow tennis much, tell us a little bit about what's a meet look like? How does that done?
Yeah, so a meet, you have six singles, and then you have three doubles. So those six singles, those players also could play in your doubles, or they do not have to. With 16 kids, you have a lot of, you can do a lot with 16 boys as far as if you just want to mold your best three doubles and your best six singles.
Right.
And I looked into that, but with a young team, it's hard to do that. So a lot of them mixed together. But I do have an interesting year. This year I have a doubles team that one of them just plays doubles. So I have Tavian LaRue, he's a freshman, and Isaac Helm. They're doubles. My number one's doubles. And
Your number one doubles?
Yes, as a freshman. So
and they're not in the singles lineup?
Isaac is, Tavian's not. And just because Tavian, he could be in the singles lines, but he wants to focus on the doubles, and he does better at doubles with a partner.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just the way it is. Sometimes you get two boys out there that they just like their own space, or, you know, and they just can't, you know, find their groove into the doubles play or into the singles play. And so they stick to what they're best at. And so, when you have that number of boys, you can do that because you can have somebody
right.
be able to take that spot at singles. So it's been good. I mean, I am very pleased with the season. Like I said, the record doesn't show it, but these boys are fighting and they're working hard. So,
well, the young team, again, it could be, you can look completely different from the first meet to the very last. And, you know, conference is always a ton of fun. And boys, think about the conference tournaments.
Yeah, it's
we're
close.
Wow.
The April month goes by quick. So next week we're kind of jam-packed because of weather, trying to make some up. But we have Sheraton on Tuesday, Knoxville on Thursday, and D.C. on Friday. And then that following Monday, the 29th, we have conference. And so it's going to be slam-packed. But in conference is always interesting because in conference play, you can only pick your best two singles and your best two doubles. So
right.
it really mixes it up when you're used to dual play, just having six singles and three doubles. So it plays a wrench in some things, but it's always interesting to see how it comes out.
A lot of fun. It's one of the funnest things to go and watch as a parent and as an athlete to go and compete in. And you see the sportsmanship, which is the other aspect which I love about tennis. You know, tennis and golf require a lot of etiquette.
Right.
And that's one of the things, too, as a young tennis player. I think you got to learn the skill. You have the athleticism, but you got to learn the skill, but then you got to learn the etiquette. And sometimes that's a little intimidating.
Right. Yeah, because in tennis, you don't have refs. You don't have umpires, right? You call the calls. And so you have to have that sportsmanship and be honest. And luckily, I've been blessed with some really good athletes that just are really good kids and honest. And I had this year happened to Kaysen Baker. He's a new one this year, just an athlete, you know. And we go to Osceola versus Clark, and the coach came up to me and he said, you know, it's the best thing that you hear as a coach is saying, you know, you have some really good kids. He said, I just heard one of your kids, which was Kaysen, say to my kid, hey, I'm not trying to chip you. I think that was in, you know. I mean, he
yeah.
was just being honest. I mean, the kids are just good kids and they just want to have fun. And so as a coach, you hear that from the other coach saying that, you know, you have just good tennis boys that are just being honest and having fun. It's a good feeling as a coach.
Well, I will ask you if the gauntlet continues. We'll get get to that in a different conversation. We'll leave that out there as a teaser and give you time to think about it. The gauntlet is a tradition that is
a huge tradition. Joe Judge.
Started the gauntlet, and we'll talk about that. Get you back on here. Obviously, with the conference coming up, we'll try to get you back in next week if we can, Josh.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right, guys. That's Josh Sims, the outstanding head coach of the boys tennis team. Quick timeout. Brooke Bettis will join us on the phone line when we come back. We'll talk some lady tennis. I see Darren Helm, Darren Helm. Darren Hill just wrestled in here, and we'll talk some track when we get back here. And we'll also catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff, who is, I believe he's coaching along the mat or along the track down at the Special Olympics when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
At Lifetime Dental, your family is our focus. From diapers to dentures, we are here through all stages of life to help you and your family maintain those healthy smiles. Offering many pediatric services, such as tongue and lip tie releases, orthodontics, routine and emergency care. Your kids are in great hands with our experienced doctors and latest technology. For more complex adult treatments, we offer comprehensive dentistry to fit every budget. For all things dental, think Lifetime Dental. Check us out at LifetimeDentalSolutions.com.
Who doesn't like a good win-win? When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with Community First Credit Union's Drive Forward Give Back Special, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we give $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. That's $50 for you and $50 for good, the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you want a job where you can take pride and ownership in your work, then Absolute Cleaning Systems in Albia is perfect for you. With a valid driver's license and a willingness to show up when and where you're needed, you'll gain competitive pay and a supportive environment. Fast-growing Absolute Cleaning Systems is looking for hardworking, responsible people who can work independently and are available to work evenings or weekends. No experience is necessary. Just be dependable and show up on time. Start your journey with us. Apply today at Absolute Cleaning Systems.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. Get in on the savings. USDA Choice family packs of tenderized round steaks are $4.99 per pound. USDA Choice bottom round rump roasts are $4.99 per pound. Family packs of chicken legs or chicken thighs, just 99 cents per pound at Jim and Charlie's. Get in on the savings. Get out and get on with your day at Jim and Charlie's.
There's no doubt your pets love you, so love them back with exclusive pet food. Put savory chicken or lamb as the number one ingredient in a carefully selected balance of fruits and wholesome grains without corn, soy, wheat, and artificial flavors to support your pet's health. Stop in to H&S Feed and let our knowledgeable staff help you find the right food to fit your pet's needs and ask us how to receive a free bag. H&S Feed and Country Store, located at 416 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, your local Purina dealer.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Back to the Coach's Corner Live, a Community First Credit Union. Here's Jason Summers.
Let's jump on that phone line, catch up with the outstanding head coach of the lady tennis team, Coach Brooke Bettis. Hey, Coach, congratulations. Good start to the season. Got a nice team to look at. Let's learn a little more about your ladies.
So far we've been able to play four matches. The weather hasn't been in our favor every week. But, yeah, we were able to beat Centerville last night, 9-0. We ended up beating Sheraton, 9-0, and we did face off against a tough Clark team going 1-8, which they're probably going to be the team to take it all in our conference this year, so kind of what we were expecting. And then we were able to see Maharishi, which is notorious for their tennis program, and also went 0-9 there. So been good so far, and definitely ready to take on Knoxville next week before our big conference tournament.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, just the blink of an eye, we're talking conference tournament.
Yeah.
And we'll do that here in a second. But let's talk a little bit about your team, the numbers and the makeup. And obviously, we always like to celebrate our seniors. So I'll give you the floor and let you tell us a little bit about your team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have two girls returning to the varsity squad that played last year, my number two and my number three, so Megan Pino and Brooklyn Spindler. I have Riley Bergmeyer, sophomore, at my number one. She got to play a little bit in tournaments postseason last year, but she really put in the work over the winter and came back this season ready to earn that number one spot, so that's been really fun to watch her. And then I have Krista Gronwald, junior, at my number four, Ayla Green at my number five, and I have a few girls getting the opportunity to try that number six position. So Lily Buckingham and Brianna Messmaker, both juniors, have been doing a really good job at that number six spot for me. So honestly, great group of girls. They have fun. They play hard. They're ready to learn. And overall, you know, a little bit of experience for a few of those girls, but a lot of learning, and they're ready to show up and get better. So it's been a fun season so far.
Coach, talking about the upcoming tournament, you look at Osceola. They've just had they're always a really rich tennis program over there. But
yes.
you find yourself right in the midst of being really competitive in this conference. I mean, you're mm-hmm. obviously a couple of wins, and then next week a big chance for you. But I really like the balance of where you guys sit in this conference.
You know, I do too. Last year, we were able to kind of end in the middle, so beating Cheriton and Centerville, which we proved to do so far again this season. Knoxville, and I forgot we also see Davis County next week, and I think that's probably going to be our best matchup. They won the conference last year, but they lost quite a few players, so I'm really, really excited to see how we match up against them and where we end up in the conference, knowing that Clark's going to be great. I think it's going to be a pretty even playing field between us, Knoxville, and Davis County.
And then going to the conference tournament, when do you start to think about putting that together, or how you put those pieces, and how as a coach do you put together, you know, how you want to approach conference and who you want mm-hmm. to compete at those different spots?
Well, really, it'll depend on how we face off against Knoxville and Davis County next week. You know, if I have singles players that are going to beat their singles players and have a better shot at conference, or doubles, just kind of depending on how that all plays out. And then also you want to be mindful of what you think the other coaches will do. So if they're going to put up their one and two for singles or their one and two for doubles and just try to, you know, it's kind of a guessing game, but just really where we think we're going to find the most success.
Well, I know you got a busy day today. It's prom, and you know, you're coaching and doing everything else with the school. So this is a pretty jam-packed weekend. But you won't have much time to rest because you got a busy week ahead, and then we're going to be talking conference.
Yep. It's go time for sure. Spring is very busy, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. Well, we're going to try to get you back on here next week because we will be talking conference, and appreciate it, and enjoy your Saturday, and enjoy the busy week ahead.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, Jason.
That is Brooke Bennis, the outstanding head coach of the Albia Lady tennis team, and a quick timeout. We're going to talk some track. Coach Hill's in the house, and we'll get a run around the track here. And then just got a picture in here from Coach Todd Ratliff. We're going to join him on location. He's down at the track, and he's down there helping with the Special Olympics. He's one of the coaches down there, and having a good time. Good picture, too, Coach. We'll take a quick timeout. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. In honor of Lineman Appreciation Day following this month, CVC would like to publicly thank our linemen who work in rain or shine in challenging conditions to ensure that you have reliable electricity. Thank you to Thad DeMoss, Brian Romanco, Kyle Obermeyer, Kyle Kirchner, Jonathan Geisken, McCain Reinhart, Wyatt McCarty, Tim Scott, Stephen Conley, and Austin Smithford. CVC applauds, honors, and sincerely thanks our incredible linemen for the hard work they do and the passion they demonstrate each and every day.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
At Lifetime Dental, your family is our focus. From diapers to dentures, we are here through all stages of life to help you and your family maintain those healthy smiles. Offering many pediatric services, such as tongue and lip tie releases, orthodontics, routine and emergency care. Your kids are in great hands with our experienced doctors and latest technology. For more complex adult treatments, we offer comprehensive dentistry to fit every budget. For all things dental, think Lifetime Dental. Check us out at LifetimeDentalSolutions.com.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Off the air, not enough hours in the day. Coach Hill and I have a nice conversation. We want to remind you that Jacob Riggs, Best Producer in All of Business, is going to make sure that we get the prom Saturday here in Albia in the Heartland. Once again, where can they catch the promenade?
Yes, sir. For Albia, you can find it on albia.tv. For EBF, that will be on ebf.tv. And Sigourney will be on thundercountry.tv.
So you can do that on folks on any type of access you have to the internet, obviously, but they can download the Roku app on correct. Their Roku device.
Yep.
They can stream it from their phone to their TV.
Correct.
But lots of options to watch that, to watch prom and promenade. And, of course, sporting events and all kinds of things, which we're working on pulling off. We're going to have a busy Wednesday come up on the track. I got Coach Darren Hill here in the studio. Coach, we'll talk about this last week, but let's just jump right into. You guys are looking to do some fun things on Wednesday.
Yes, we are. We did not get the opportunity to have our home meet this year to honor our seniors, and so we came up with this idea of having a entire program, track program. So we're going to use junior high girls and junior high boys and high school girls and high school boys, and we're going to show up at 3:45 on Wednesday, and we're going to have it's almost like an elementary field day type playground type races, but we're going to intertwine the teams, and a four-person relay. We'll have a junior high girl, junior high boy, high school girl, high school boy, and we're just going to have some fun with that. And there might be some balloons, water balloon type events. There might some egg events. There's going to be a hammer throw and a javelin demonstration, and just some fun things for the families and the kids to partake in.
A hammer and a javelin. Who is going to be the moving target?
Well, it depends on the day, I think.
Which one of the coaches is going to be the volunteer moving target? Yep. Who can hit Coach Ratliff with the javelin?
Yeah, we'll just play catch with it. Yeah, see who can catch it. But we're looking forward to that and getting everybody out, getting the community out if we can, and parents and of course, you can't have a lot of fun without food, so we're going to have Ivy doing some grilling, and then at the end there, right around 5:45, we'll have a special race. We're going to run a 8x100 with a junior high team. Another junior high team will run a 4x200, and to bring in the finale at the 200. We'll have some high school hurdlers do some 200 hurdle, all while Ethan Stalzer runs an 800, and we're going to see who can win the.
Wow, I don't know where I. I'm not into this gambling stuff like Dan Stocker was getting with the turtle racing and getting kicked off the air, but. But I'd like to see what the odds would be on that. Yeah. I don't know. That's a disadvantage. But I like
Ethan's chances.
I do too. You know, just as competitive as he is. And, you know, last night we had a practice that they got through it. Let's put it that way. But it was a ladder starting with 1,800, 600, 400. And that young man, it was like he was at a track meet because there was not much messing around. He was getting after it, and they were doing four-minute recoveries in between. And
yeah.
So, you know, working again on a little bit more cardio and
that VO2 getting
and some speed stuff. So, you know, with the 400s, and he was picking them up and putting them down. So I know where my money would be going on that race that night, but just a great night to see, like I said, to honor our seniors and their parents and for all the hard work and dedication that they put into the program and then generate some interest from our young kids, see if we can build the program up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think we do our you coach multiple sports and Coach Ratliff as well, but I think we do our kids a disservice when we throw running in as a form of punishment for, you know, for acting up or something. Because once you realize how much fun, and, you know, when you're running in the track program with you guys and Coach Riley, if you guys make it fun for the kids, yes, it's hard work. No one need to tell Ethan to work hard.
No.
He can, but that's also why he is very successful, is because, you know, he finds that the carrot that most people are chasing, he finds the carrot to be the stick, the discipline.
Yep.
Right.
You know, and that's, like you said, one of the reasons why he's as good as he is. You know, he's so, you know, and we'll do some when we introduced him, we've got some you know, the top 10 list is pretty prevalent on the girls' side because they've gone back and got all those records and stuff. Not quite as prevalent on the boys' side, but I've got some top 10 lists for these three seniors that we're going to introduce, and they're going to be number one on the all-time track and field list with some of the, you know, some of the things that they've been involved in and their other activities besides just track, but really looking forward to Wednesday night.
Wednesday's going
to
be a whole bunch of fun. So let's talk about this week. You know, we were just talking off the air. There's not enough hours in a day because this is your day off, and it doesn't sound like a day off to me. Sounds like a track meet.
Yeah, I think I'll work harder today than I would on a track meet. But, no, we had one meet this week. Had one late in the week. Rained out, weathered out. But we ran at Pekin. Pekin puts on a really nice meet, and Coach Idle's been there for, I believe this is his 54th year as the head coach, I believe.
He doesn't look 54 years old.
He doesn't, but he's, I don't know how old he is because, like you say, he doesn't look as old as he really is. But he really runs track meets for the kids, and he gives out a lot of medals. And so, you know, they break it up junior high, or junior high. They break up events in high school and JV, so you can have two varsity 100 meters and two JV 100 meters. And we had a really, really good night. Parker Heeman and Ryan Little went 1 and 2 in the 100. Cale Hutchison and Bo Buckingham went 1 and 2 in the 200. The same two gentlemen went 2 and 3 in the 400. Stalzer and Dylan Reno, a freshman, went 1-3 in the 800. Grant Wilson, Eric Derscheid, 5th and 6th in the mile. Nathaniel Overstreet, 4th in the 3200. Yarkowski, Ethan Yarkowski, 1st in the lows. Got 3rd in the 4x1, and that's our 4x8 kids. Dylan Reno and Ben Wilson and Grant Wilson and Brendan Lehart. So they got 3rd in a 4x1. 4x4 went first with Hutch and Buck and Yark and Stalzer. 4x8, we ran two teams. Got 1st in the varsity division with Stalzer and Yarkowski and Reno and Ben Wilson. And we got 1st in the JV division with Grant Wilson, Eric Derscheid, Guy Sample, and Brendan Lehart. You know, and it's been a long time since we've had eight 800 runners. You know, usually we're on the other side where we got sprinters. Well, now it's like, hey, we got to have some distance events this year so we can get them all going. Of course, Ryan Little jumped again and got 1st in the high jump. Paul Ballard, 1st in the shot put, 44 feet. So that's his best ever. And Jesse McMillan, 4th in the disc. Ballard, 5th in the disc. So really good night. Brought home lots of medals for the kids. And Just a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, Coach Idle he understands making it fun too. Just like you were talking about, you know, he makes it fun. Any event he does, he's going to have lots of medals. Trying to find ways to get kids to fall in love with this sport.
Yeah, really, and that's really what it's all about. You know, with all these open events that they offered. We took advantage of it. You know, we didn't run a sprint med or a D med. We ran opens, and so we can get a lot of open times on kids and you know, get them into varsity bound, and they can see where they're at, not only on the team, but where they're at in the conference. And so, you know, that helps down the road, too, see where they've improved how they've gone that way. But these kids are working hard and having a lot of fun. And, you know, again, I'm not so much sure how much fun it is while they're actually doing the workout. But boy, when they're done, and you know, and the athletes, when they leave, they'll high five you, or they'll knuckle you, and say thanks, coach. You know, and that's a great feeling. You just made them work their tail off, and now they're thanking you on the way out the door.
But you know as well as I do, it's one of the things that you know, it's really hard to explain to somebody until you've went through it. When you went through an intense workout. Man, there is no better feeling. The endorphins that kick in, those sprint workouts, so the 400 to 800s, when you're doing back to back 800s, and you get a little rest. Man, your endorphins start to kick in.
They have to because your mind starts playing with yourself, thinking, my gosh, I have to go just as hard as I just did, and I got a whopping 4 minute break. Thanks, coach. But it turns out and it works out well. But they understand, you know, especially the older kids. They've been around the program long enough. They understand where we're going to peak and how their times are going to be when it's. I don't want to say any time's less important than others, but when it's really important, when it, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, at district state qual and the state track meet, and that's where we're usually the fastest, and that's why we do what we do and the way we do it.
Well, it's coming up too quickly.
Oh Lord, I'm not even sure. It goes so fast that you can't remember who did what and what event and what meet and where we were even at on a certain night. But yeah, we're 3 weeks away. We've got this week's Drake relays. Ryan Little will be jumping in that for sure. He's a blue standard qualifier in the high jump at 6'7", jumping Friday morning. And then next week is conference, and then we've got state qual the week after that and the state track meet the week after that. So, you know, not only is track almost over, school's almost over.
That's you know, prom is like that last drop, right?
And great prom night tonight.
And Drake Relay is coming up. Let's run down Coach Todd Ratliff, coach coaching today. And coach, but you're coaching another group, and you're down at Ottumwa. What you doing today, buddy?
Yeah, you know, great day today for the Special Olympic track and field programs. We in Ottumwa get to host the state qualifying meet that will take place in May in Ames. So the athletes get to try to get their first or second place today in their different events, and you know, I get the pleasure of being able to help coach the Special Olympic track team here in Ottumwa. It's just an amazing time. We start in January. We go for an hour a week from 1 to 2 on Sundays, and leads us up to today. So super excited today.
Coach, you just dropped me a text. I was talking to Coach Hill, and I just don't believe you. Coach Idle, 59 years? No, 59 years. He doesn't even look 59.
What an honor for me. I got to get my 25th year coaching plaque at Drake Stadium at the state meet a few years back, and they were 6 years behind on getting him his 50-year coaching plaque. It's just amazing. I was talking to their junior high coach last night at Tyson's meet, and he's like fourth in longevity on their coaching staff at 52 years. Because you've got Rex, who coaches high jumps, been there for 55 years. There's another guy that's been there for 54 years. And then their junior high coach, I think he said, was either 52 or 53. He didn't remember, but he'd been there a while. So that's why that program's so solid. You know, you've got four, five, six people working together, and you know, they rotate some younger coaches in and out over time as they come to Pekin and leave Pekin. But the stability of that program is just amazing.
Well, there's your goal for you, Coach Hill, Coach Bill, and Coach Buckingham. You guys, you got a goal there.
Hey, you're halfway there, buddy. Halfway there. I don't even know. You haven't even turned the first corner on your 800. Hey, talk about this last week, and again, I'm looking forward to Wednesday.
On Saturday, Sunday morning, I talked to Kirk Johnson over at Eddyville, and they were going to move their meet from Tuesday to Monday in order to get it in because of the prediction of the weather on Tuesday. And I talked to Mr. Rebarger and Mrs. Eads, and they were like, yeah, if you want to take the team over, feel free to. So we got into the Eddyville meet on Monday, and, man, was it a powerful meet. Abby George, who's been working for years at a singular goal, you know, there's more goals here, but one of her singular goals was to unseed that 1977 400-meter dash record, and she was able to do that on Monday night. She ran a 58.93, first sub-59 ever run in girls' history in Albia. Pretty spectacular to watch that. And we talk sometimes about how it's nice to win races, but most of us would rather get second and achieve a new lifetime goal, and that's exactly what happened. The Schaefer girl, I think it was Molly from Eddyville, ended up sneaking past her. It was so close, 0.02 seconds. So they both went lifetime best at 58.91, and then for Abby, 58.93. So that was pretty crazy spectacular. McKenna Montgomery broke that elusive 4:50 mark in the 1500, which has only happened once before in school history, and that was with Jordan Winkie. Was able to go 4:49.58. Kind of running by herself. I think second place was 51 seconds behind her. So she kind of did it internally on her own. Just a powerful, powerful race for her. And, you know, we haven't got the officials from Drake Relays, but we know that she was 0.07 out of the top 21 1,500-meter runners of the 1,200 runners. I'll say that again. She was 22nd. By 0.07 seconds out of the 1,200 runners who've run the 1,500 this year. But there's a chance that, you know, other athletes qualified in more events, possibly injuries that could keep them out. So we're really excited, still waiting to get that final word on whether she'll be at the relays this weekend. Abby George, same way. She was 24th, top 16 400 go. But that wasn't it for great performances. Sometimes we as coaches do things that others would consider mean, but we think that athletes are ready for them. So I had a freshman who had been showing some really good time drop from a 79 down to a 73, ran a 72 and a 400. I put her at the end of a race to anchor the likes of Abby George, Avery Major, and McKenna Montgomery to see what she actually had in the tank. Ended up PR'd by 3.5 seconds, and that's Reagan Carter. Serene Thompson looked real good in her 800. 244. Our hurdlers set a new season best, and we're now 20 seconds plus faster than what our shuttle hurdle went last year. So think about that over the course of 400 meters and 40 hurdles. That kind of time drop has just been amazing. Just a great, great week.
Coach, it's so impressive, and now we'll kind of hold out and keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get a Drake Relays qualifier, but those times are just amazing, and to be able to squeeze that in, you know, missing some time and to get that Monday, that was pretty big for the ladies.
Now, yeah, it really was. And here's the email that I sent out to both of those ladies yesterday. If they make Drake, that's great, beautiful accomplishment. If they don't make Drake, that's great, still a beautiful accomplishment. We don't have a say in what other runners are able to do. We just have a say in us being our best. And I'm 100% convinced that not only those two, but especially those two, because of the situation, we are reaching our 100%. We're giving, they're giving everything that they have to be their best. And whether that's Drake qualifying or not Drake qualifying, that is amazing. And they need to realize what they're doing, and across the board for our team, what they're doing has been spectacular this season.
Well, can't wait Wednesday to get a chance to showcase some of that and to celebrate the track program as a whole. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us on. And if you're listening out there and you're in a tumble and you want to see something amazing, come on over to the football stadium here and take a glimpse of these athletes that are competing today. That's just a pretty special thing to be part of.
That is Coach Todd Ratliff down at Schaefer Stadium, where the Special Olympics state qualifying event, and he's helping coach down there. Coach Hill is still here in the studio. I want to give a shout out to the soccer program. We're going to try to get them on here next week as well. I think the girls got a win over over Centerville on Monday, and the boys picked up a win over Oskaloosa. That on I think that was on Tuesday. And then last night, you were at soccer.
Yeah, Knoxville won 2-0 over the girls. The boys were here last night. Yeah, I did not hear a score on the boys last night.
But. Doggone it. I think they got a win, but I apologize. I you know, love Varsity Bound, but did not get it. But we're going to get them back on. They're having a great season, too. The spring season is full, and it is fast. And you don't have any prom work tonight, Coach. This will be, I think, the first time you've had a prom break for a while.
It's been a while, but I'll be right back at it again next year. We'll see. I definitely hope to try to make promenade. We'll see how that goes. I've got a full packed day, but if I work like I think I can, we'll be able to make it all happen.
I see it getting done. It's like that gauntlet you put your kids through the other day. You're gonna be tired when you're done, but it'll feel good.
It'll be worth it.
It'll really feel good. All right, Jacob. One last time, those want to watch promenade tonight. My mic is something weird here.
Yes, sir. So to find promenade tonight for Albia, once again, it will be on albia.tv. EBF will be on ebf.tv, and Sigourney will be on thundercountry.tv. And that's where you can find Albia and EBF on thundercountry.tv as well. Say you have kids from multiple school districts, you can find it right there.
Good stuff. Oh, Coach, one more thing. We're going to talk. Softball's going to be coming up here soon. Junior high softball's getting going. That's all going to be happening really quick, too.
Yep, softball starts April 29th is our first practice. So, you know, we're going to be, what's that, a week from Monday?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at the schedule thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yep, and then so it'll be state track meet, graduation parties are right in there, and then we start playing on the 20th. So go from the 18th for the finals at the state track meet to graduation and graduation parties, and then in the dirt the next day on the 20th, 22nd, and 24th, three conference games, boom, boom, boom. So, it's a whirlwind right now.
All right. He's wearing his track shoes to bed because he's sleeping very, very fast. All right. Fastest hour on all radio. By the way, you know, you can go to our Facebook page and you can post pictures of your mushrooms that you're finding. I think it'd be a good idea. And if we can get Coach Hill out there. Now, Coach Hill, you're just down the street from me. So when you drive by, I know you can drop off those mushrooms you go out and get.
I certainly will.
I'm expecting it.
I have that in my schedule for tomorrow afternoon. But you just never know. I might get tired of doing what I'm doing and get out today. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, the fastest hour on all radio is about to come to an end. Don't forget, next week, Restoration Days on Wednesday, we're going to have the special tracks track event going on. And going to be a busy, busy week. And we'll say goodbye here from the Coach's Corner. I want to thank Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, and Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible. Get out and enjoy. Get out and enjoy this beautiful weather as we roll through another week here in this very, very busy year. That is the Coach's Corner. Yeah. Have a great Saturday. The only